It's Classic Hits, 99 The Pickle. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and out of all the teachers that were nominated to be Teacher of the Week, we chose five. And one of those five with me right now, it's Bethany Romeo, the kindergarten teacher at R.W. Clark Elementary School in Uniontown. Congratulations, and how long have you been teaching?
12 years.
As a kindergarten teacher?
I taught 6.5 years in learning support, and then this is my going into my 6th year in kindergarten.
How do you like it?
I love it. Some days are better than others, but it's always exciting, and every day's a new adventure, you know, in kindergarten.
People say that teaching is a calling. How young were you when you thought, this is something I would like to do?
Well, I knew I wanted to be a teacher whenever I was in kindergarten. As early as kindergarten, I had an excellent teacher in kindergarten, Sister Phyllis, and then another great teacher that inspired me was my 3rd grade teacher, and she really set the precedence, Mrs. Verbanek, that I knew that I was going to be a teacher, you know, after having, you know, some great teachers all the way through grade school. I just felt that this is where I need to be, and teaching is definitely the right field that I'm, you know, in.
Was there a teacher of yours that inspired you the most?
Yes, it was Ms. Verbanek, my 3rd grade teacher. She really, really made me want to be a teacher, and I just had a lot of great teachers, you know, through all my schooling that, you know, really inspired me. I can't, you know, I don't want to just list one. I really had a lot of great teachers all the way through. I was really lucky.
Have you learned anything from your students?
Oh, every day I learn something new from my students. Either they're really obsessed with this Fortnite lately. They want to. We've been doing it's Fortnite.
Oh,
it's this game. We do a sight words. These Fortnite dances, so they can say their, you know, their sight words along with doing their dances. So they really, you know, I mean, they teach me something new every day. Whether it's, you know, with their stories or
right.
No clue about Fortnite, but yeah. I have grandkids and they are into it completely. They got stuff for Christmas. You're learning about pop culture through them.
I'm learning a lot of different cultures from the kids, and just they teach me a lot of different things. You know, I can't pinpoint one thing. That was just off the top of my head with, you know.
We're talking with Bethany Romeo from the R.W. Clark Elementary School here in Uniontown. If your students could take away one lesson from you, what would it be? The most important takeaway from their time with you?
Just to be active, and I like to bring excitement to the lessons and just really get them into the lessons and moving around. I just want the students just to remember the experiences that we had in kindergarten. And you don't learn much from the paper and, you know, just the books. You learn a lot more from the experiences. And we just had a lot of exciting, you know, things that happened in the classroom. We raised chickens and we did, you know, we're in the process of raising butterflies. And we did leprechaun traps. And I remember when I was in kindergarten, we had a lot of excitement with Easter bunny visits and different exciting things. I just want them to remember the experiences, you know, that we had in kindergarten. And, you know, I hope they take that with them. Just some exciting things when we had a leprechaun that kind of destroyed their classroom and just different things with that. So just to take the experiences that they had during kindergarten.
Do you have any advice for someone who may be thinking about entering the teaching profession?
Yes, you have to have a lot of patience, and you really have to love what you're doing. If you love being around kids and you love teaching kids, I think it's just great. You just really have to love what you're doing, or I wouldn't suggest it. I would, you know, I really enjoy working with the kids, and, you know, every day is a new adventure, and I really think it would be great if someone that's interested in teaching, they just get more experiences. Come to the classroom, come observe, and they're welcome. Come to my classroom, come see a lesson, and then they can see if that's what they want to do before they, you know, actually go into the teaching field.
Well, congratulations for being nominated Teacher of the Week, and continued success.
Yes. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.